Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jedian, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup for the Soul, 500 million bestseller, and creative collaborator of Glee Hugo and Spider-Man. On air now, as Shaheen Jedian takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose. With his gentle intensity touch, unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Red hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celeb show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jedian and his guest today.
So if you're super busy and you don't have a moment sometimes to stop, well, you've broken through that because you're here with me on the show. You're here with me on this healing, powerful show, which we're going to discuss the higher selves today with Janet. And before we start that, sometimes you might want to ask yourself, why would you want to say no to being less busy? Could it be an addiction to stress, or maybe a fear of doing nothing, or a fear of feeling valueless or avoiding intimacy in a relationship, perhaps? Or just resisting your purpose, real inspiration, or connecting, or just inviting in more of your higher self, or even blocking out God. So the real question is not why am I stuck, but why am I choosing to be stuck? Any answer to this question will reveal a fear, a doubt, or a block. Here are some more questions to ask yourself whenever you're feeling stuck. Here's some questions. What am I afraid of? What am I resisting? What am I blocking? What am I not being honest about? What am I not looking at? What am I holding on to? What am I not saying? What am I not giving? What am I refusing to hear? What am I punishing myself for? Why do I want it this way? Remember, whenever you're stuck, you're being invited to choose peace, choose love, choose success, choose help, choose God. It's like an invitation, open invitation. And to choose your higher self and your higher mind. So being stuck is a prompt to give away the old and receive the new. It's a call to let go of the past, unwrap the present. It's a call to give up your ego and step into your true light and your spirit. And so with that introduction, I'm going to invite with us Janet Richmond, who has been with us. This is her third appearance here, featuring the higher selves. And she is going to give us more perspective on the higher selves. And I'll start, Janet, off with a couple of questions. One of them would be to tell us about the soul. How would you define it? How is it significant? How does it affect our lives?
Okay.
Hi, Janet.
First of all, I just want to say hello. How are you, Shaheen?
Hello.
Thank you
hello.
For having me on
Welcome.
Again.
Absolutely. Great to have you.
Okay, so about the soul. Okay, now the word soul is one of those words that's used in many modalities, many spiritual perspectives and viewpoints and information. So whatever... So what I do is I'm going to give you the higher self perspective, and it isn't a matter of belief or disbelief, and it isn't even a matter of either or, because whatever, however anybody else is defining it, it doesn't make that definition wrong if it doesn't match what the higher self say, and vice versa. I think you understand what I'm saying. Anyway, so I'm giving the higher self's perspective, and here's how they describe the soul. In each life, when we go through our life, one of the soul aspects comes in, newborn baby, goes through life, learns, thinks, grows, develops, has emotions, acts, has traumas and dramas, every single thing, well, each thing that occurs, we hold in this soul, like this mind of this life, we hold it at the energetic level. And when we lay aside the body or when we die, the mind of that life or the soul aspect of that life joins the conglomerate of the soul or joins the conglomerate soul. And so the higher self defines the soul as the minds of the past. And this is the way the soul grows and learns. With each life, it is growing and learning, and it takes on all that it's discovered or felt or done or thought from that current life. It folds into and becomes part of the conglomerate soul, the minds of the past. And this is the way the soul learns. This is the way it grows. This is the way it develops. It also takes on, though, a lot of confusion, a lot of difficulties, a lot of hurts and wounds. It is a very long journey, the journey of the soul. And actually, my second book is called Soul, S-O-U-L, Psychology, Our Journey Through the Human Kingdom Universe. And it explains a lot of this information, according to the higher self, again, about the soul and how it works. Is that clear? Shaheen, do you understand that? Is that clear, or do you have questions on that part?
Yes, please continue. This is wonderful.
Excuse me?
Yes, please continue. Yes, please continue. It's wonderful.
Oh, okay. Okay, so...
And we had other questions here about how it's significant. How does it affect our lives? And is here anything we can do related to the soul in order to accelerate and facilitate our lives?
Well, yes, and you touched on it when you first opened the show today. When we're born in each life, before we're born, we are at the soul level, right? We're out of body, we're at that conglomerate soul level, and we do make decisions about what it is we want to go through or learn or experience or heal or whatever it is. And every individual makes different decisions. We choose the parents. We co-create the parents and significant people in our lives, the situations and conditions. Nothing is locked in stone, but the situations and conditions we think that will help us. Because what happens is we're born into this life. We aren't aware of the soul. It's there with us. It can't text. It can't phone. It can't email. It can't say, oh, by the way, you need to heal X, Y, or Z. So exactly what you were saying earlier, when you get stuck, that is a message from the soul, in essence. When something traumatic or chaotic or hurtful occurs in your life, it is the soul's way of letting you know, hey, pay attention. There's something here you need to heal, something here you can balance, something here you can learn from, something here you can help use to move yourself forward. And so that's how the soul affects us. We've agreed at that soul level to have these conditions, have these situations, these pains or the hurts or the difficulties in our life because we know if we pay attention, it's going to lead us somewhere. Because our outer reality is mirroring exactly what the soul wants it to, basically. So it's exactly what you said earlier, that these are opportunities for us to pay attention. When we're miserable enough, we go on a seeking and searching pattern, don't we? We try to find help. We try to find healing. We try to find insights, balance. We try to shift and change where we can. You know, whether it's the staying too busy or whatever the situation is in the life pattern, if we come in and everything is perfect, we have beautiful parents, beautiful growing up situation, there's no motivation to work on anything. And in fact, we do sometimes choose lives like that. We're just like, okay, wait a minute. It's been difficult. I want just a calm life or a change. So yes, we do choose lives like that. But we choose them for a reason. When we really want to take steps forward and heal, we choose a lot of difficulty. And many, many of us have come in at this point in time having chosen that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, Shaheen, but that's my experience and you know, the information I've been
given. Absolutely. Yes. I have several questions from the past show that we didn't have enough time to address, so I'm going to bring those up. There was actually
sure.
a lot, but I'm going to bring a few of them. Someone asked, she said she has feelings of apprehension and anxiety without knowing why, and also fears of like identifiable things such as like pain, illness, and sometimes fear of ghosts. She wanted to know how you could, how your perspective is on addressing those and how she could put that into perspective.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with the first one about that anxiety and fears that she doesn't really know what it's from. I can mm-hmm. absolutely resonate with that because I had that growing up, and I asked I got the information from the higher self that anxiety, I mean, it was chronic for me. I didn't have anxiety attacks, but it was chronic. And sometimes I could say, oh, I'm anxious about this or that or the other, but most of the time there was nothing to attach it to. So I got the information very early on with this work from the woman Joan Culpepper, and the higher self said, well, when we have eaten something and it gives us diarrhea, we don't think about holding on. We release it, excuse the TMI, we let it go and we clear out whatever it is that is bothering us physically. But when we have diarrhea of the mind, which that's what anxiety is, that's what fear is, that's what hurt or upset is, it's the diarrhea of the mind, the toxins of the mind, we hold on to them, we analyze them, we attach them to things, we all of that. And what they said is the important thing is to just acknowledge, oh, I'm feeling anxiety, and then see it, imagine it, sense it moving out into the light, and it'll be neutralized and absorbed into the light. So when I got this information, I was driving home afterward and the anxiety came right in, and I thought, well, I don't have anything to lose. I was really a newbie. I didn't know. And I just did that exercise, just thought this like smoky stuff going into the light, and the anxiety went away. An hour or two later, it came back. Well, it kept coming back and I just kept doing it. And by the end of the fifth day, it didn't come anymore. And I have been free of that chronic anxiety ever since. And that's what I recommend for your listener to do, is to, whether it's anxiety or your other listeners are feeling guilt or shame or fear, the fear of the ghosts. My third book that I'm working on now has to do with that. And so it's fascinating, but it won't be out for probably till next year. But in any case, any kind of fear, you can just let it go. And you can go through that amalgamation process I talked about in my show before this one, you know, amalgamate with your divine light, that pure soul essence light, whatever you want to call it, and use that light to absorb these fears that you're feeling. Now, I know she said more than those three. What else did she say, Shaheen?
Well, she talked about fear of identifiable things. So I'm assuming, I don't know what that means exactly.
What we do is the fear that we're carrying is we're carrying from eons of lifetime. So we in our mind think, oh, it's from this. It's from, you know, I'm looking down maybe and I'm fear of height. But the height isn't causing the fear. We carry it into this life from the soul. And so whatever it is, whether you think it has a cause, I don't want you to attach it. I want you to just acknowledge, okay, I have a fear. It's been triggered now. The height triggered my fear. The rustling in the other room triggered my fear of ghosts, whatever it is. I want you, instead of attaching and blaming and targeting the thing in the outer reality that's triggering the fear, understand that fear was not caused by that thing. You have the fear. We all have the fear from eons of lives. So let that fear, known and unknown, just go into the light. That's the best way to address these emotional issues that we all have in the moment. It's hard. Hard to do it in the moment. But practice. Give it a try. What do you have to lose, right?
Yeah, that's actually a great suggestion. And I think that it becomes more powerful as we practice it, like you're saying, because
Once you incorporate it, it happens once, twice. Now you have a mindset. You already know if something like this shows up, I have this built in. I can begin to practice this way. It really begins to
exactly.
make a difference. Over.
You're building a lifestyle. It becomes automatic. And it just is really powerful. And, you know, you don't have to pay anybody to do it. Everyone comes well equipped. Everyone carries the light and the ability to do this. It just needs the focus of the release. To focus on letting go of that emotional issue, whatever it is, all of them.
I have Cynthia. Cynthia's question was, she feels she gets in the way of life all the time as it's trying to unfold, controlling situations that are way beyond her power, but she's still caught up with doing it constantly, feels energy loss. Wanted to know if you have any advice on that.
Yeah, sure. I sure do. It sounds like she's talking about self-sabotage. Is that what it sounds like?
Maybe.
When we get in our
I'm
own
sure
way,
it includes that.
Is what it feels like, and don't we all do it? Our intention is to do one thing, and it doesn't play out the way we really want it to play out. And sometimes we get caught up in thinking, well, I have to control it. And if I want X outcome, I have to do X, Y, or Z. And then we do X, Y, or Z, and the outcome doesn't show up. Am I getting that? Because there was a little disconnect when you were giving me the reading it to me. So
yeah, that sounds good. That sounds aligned with what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. I didn't want to be answering the wrong question. So absolutely. This kind of pattern is really built on a lot of belief systems that we carry. And keep in mind, we're carrying belief systems not just from this life, but from eons of lives. There's a lot of confusion in there, and there's a lot of conflict. So we might have the idea, hey, I can handle this. I'll do X, Y, or Z with what we're thinking and feeling and knowing in this life. But we have all these other things that have told us elsewise, that have belief systems that we carry from so many other experiences, many of which were very, middle ages, dark ages, very, tribal, primitive kind of things, where there were very sort of dense ideas and concepts. They weren't very expanded. And so what I would suggest is, in the same way you can let go of the emotional toxins, that you let go of, in the same way, let go into the light the belief systems, known and unknown, because you're not going to know them. We don't know our past lives, even if we know one or five. Hey, that's a drop in the bucket. So I want people to let go of beliefs and disbeliefs. And one exercise I use for myself and sometimes for my clients is to envision standing in neutrality. And you can envision neutrality being the eye of a hurricane. And around you are all these winds, all these huge winds. But in that eye, it's calm and it's serene. They're part of the hurricane, those winds, but they're not impinging upon that state in the eye. And that's what I want to suggest, that people move into the symbolic eye between belief and disbelief, and symbolically the winds would be all those beliefs, all the shoulds and shouldn'ts, all the rights and wrongs. And then you can send the light of your own light that you're carrying, and it's in that neutral spot, just pulse it out like a heartbeat and pulse that light into those symbolic winds. And the winds are your energetics that you carry at the soul level and many at the mind level. They work together, and you just keep pulsing that light to neutralize. And you can be specific. You can say, I want to neutralize beliefs about X, Y, or Z. Why do I keep sabotaging myself? And we all do that. Why do I keep finding my outcomes aren't successful? You can pinpoint whatever the specific beliefs are, or you can do a general cleansing. You can do whatever you
love
want. You're unlimited.
I love that metaphor. It's beautiful, very applicable.
Oh, good,
I like
good.
It. And people could use it again and again. We have about 2 minutes left, so I want to ask for people to connect with you. What do you recommend for today? Which one of your books, works, or connections or sessions, what do you recommend for today for someone that's tuned into
today's
session?
I would give my email jvvmrichmond@gmail.com, and that's J as in Janet, V as in Victor, Victor. There's two of those. M as in Mary, Richmond at Gmail. And you can contact me with questions and requests for, you know, anything. I also have a radio show. It's on the podcast app on your smartphones. My book, probably, which both of them are great. They're both available on Amazon and on Kindle. One is Choices, Neutralizing Your Negative Thoughts and Emotional Blueprints. And the other one is the one I mentioned, Soul Psychology, Our Journey Through the Human Kingdom Universe. You can go on and look at more there. But, you know, if you need to contact me, contact me. I think the easiest thing is that email. And I always answer.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Janet, for the offers on the show and the gift that you've brought in the past three shows. This is wonderful. They've been with us for the completion of this third session. And to complete the show, I'm going to finish everyone with some, complete the show with some thoughts. This is something I wrote in my book, and I love to share. It says, your thoughts are not real. Your thinking is not reality. It is an interpretation of reality. No thought has any more authority than what you give it. All thoughts are passing thoughts. Thoughts are transient. They're like leaves in the wind. The only thoughts that stay are the ones you hold on to. So I want to complete the show with that. And thank you again, Janet. And I hope everyone connects with Janet with when you have questions for the higher self and things you're dealing with in your life, contact her. She has plenty of tools, books, sessions, and workshops that she can help you with. Have an amazing day. Wonderful. God bless.